The Money Show. The
Markets. And on to David Peacock. He's a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth. He's on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening. Their jobs number, David Peacock, is an astounding jobs number. More than 500,000 jobs created in the United States in July.
Yeah, good evening, Bruce. It was quite a surprise, and the market clearly wasn't expecting it. So from that perspective, you know, I believe that it's going to put pressure on the Fed, because obviously as those jobs numbers rise, so will the wages, and clearly that'll have an impact on inflation. So we're already, you know, seeing the sort of view that that the Fed will probably raise rates sort of 75 basis points again in the next meeting. So unfortunately, we're going to continue to see this issue coming through. And again, it goes back to the situation of the economy is doing very, very well. The U.S. has been very slow, as has the Bank of England and the European Central Bank. They've been very slow in terms of meeting the inflationary impact. And obviously, the sort of the most difficult question is, are we going to get to a situation where they overcompensate and stall the economy, or are they going to hold off on sort of after this or one more rate rise, hold off and allow the economy to cool by itself and then obviously pick up? Because in the last while, we've seen consistent reductions in the price of these inflationary items, like, for example, soft commodities in terms of oil, for example. You know, with what's happening in the U.S., it would appear that there's been less fuel consumption, but the storage of fuel has been a lot higher than anticipated, obviously putting pressure on oil and obviously the petrol price, or as they call it, the gas price. So that, for me, is the most important issue, is that are they going to be able to handle this and then allow the economy to just settle slightly and then continue firmer, or are they going to stall the economy and we see the market moving into more than two negative periods of growth?
And this is, I mean, they're just a couple of numbers that matter. Inflation matters, how the Fed responds to inflation. Already the Bank of England this week has said they're going to see inflation at least go to 13%. And they expect the UK economy to be in recession by the final quarter of this year. The European Union is also heading towards recession. Times are getting fairly bleak and fairly tough at the moment, David.
Bruce, it's quite interesting that the BOE has actually put a date in terms of when they see their economy going into recession. Because as you know, in terms of the Fed, you know, they've even, like, they had this issue of transitory inflation. They've also now refused to give you a definition of it, has the market moved into two negative quarters, and is therefore are we now heading for recession? So yes, it certainly is. I would say to you that from a valuation point of view across the globe, you've seen valuations coming down fairly substantially, whether it be on the tech side. You know, we've seen from the commodity space, we've seen those valuations coming back. But in many cases, for example, the numbers that we've seen out of South Africa on the resources side in the last while, very, very decent numbers, even though obviously off their highs, but still decent dividends coming through. And I think that really needs to be the issue, is when you're uncertain of capital growth going forward, the certainty of dividend payouts is very, very important indeed. And then again, you'll go back to where are the valuations and that sort of thing. So clearly something to look out for, Bruce.
Explain to me, please, why, against this fairly dreadful global backdrop and a South African economy that is not in fine shape, that it, you know, we struggle to keep the lights on, that the power surges that are happening are breaking banks like Capitec, at least according to Stephen Ambrose. That's one of the big issues they face, is, you know, this really unreliable power supply and the power surges as things come back on again. How our market is up 802 points on the day to 69,500. It's the best level it's been at in months.
Yeah. So Bruce, from a microscopic point of view, yes, I agree with you. The market has rallied. generally in the last number of weeks, in fact, and you'll see testimony of that in the report back on the JSE. Volumes have been thin. So if volumes are thin, it's quite easy for prices to move more than if the volume is higher, because obviously greater liquidity reduces the volatility in the market. So I think you need to take that into account. So yes, I agree with you. From a microscopic point of view, we've done nicely. But from a telescopic point of view, if you go and look in, for example, the last year, the all share index is still down 5.5%. Resource index is still down 10% off its highs. So I think that's the sort of perspective that we need to look at. I agree with you in terms of the all share being, 69,500, it's great to see. But I think we just need to be a little bit sensible in terms of saying we definitely have seen more appetite for coming back into the market and selectively buying into shares. And interestingly enough, in spite of the fact that Capitec had made the problems that they had today, their share was up almost 2%. In fact, 1.8%. So ultimately, what you see is you're seeing investors coming cautiously back into the market because of the uncertainty of, are we actually going to see a soft landing coming through globally? And from that perspective, are we getting near the bottom, and are we going to start seeing markets moving firmer from here as we get into the second and third quarter? And I think given the sort of difficulty that we've had with information in the last while, as Jack Shapiro always used to say, as an investor, we're actually a bunch of waiters, because we're always waiting for the next number to come out. So from that perspective, people are very selectively buying into the market, seeing the sort of the next two quarters as being potentially seeing, interest rates peaking, inflation peaking, coming through and markets running. But then again, as we head into the new year, well, then that's going to be a totally new ball game again.
Thank you, David Peacock. He's a portfolio manager at Sanlam Private Wealth.